We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Chavchet Amud Aleph. Five lines from the bottom of two dots. Ma'ar Bishua Benevikon Mitpalel Tfilah Shel Musafin Lachar Sheva Shaot Rabbi Yehuda Alav Ketuv Mer Nugei Mimoed Asafti Mimechayu. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says, remember, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not supposed to daven Musaf after 7 hours. So we said, Halacha is, you could, but the guy is considered faulty for doing that. Posheya. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, about him, the Pasuk says, Nugei Mimoed, those who delayed the time, Asafti, I've collected them, Mimechayu, whatever that means. Me'ei mashma da'ai nugei lishna detavro. So nugei, how do you know that nugei means the destruction, breaking? Kedem targem Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef translated the pasuk, tavrati al sonion de bet Yisrael, al da'achar uzmane mo'adaya de v'Yerushalayim. May there be a breaking on the enemies of Israel, which is, he just doesn't want to say it on Israel. So he says the enemies of Israel, but that's not who he's talking about, because they delayed the time of coming to Yerushalayim at the set time. So, Nugei Mimoed, so really, we'd interpret it to mean that those who delayed the time, he says, no, let them break those who delayed the time. Okay, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Mitpalel Tfila Sheshachrit Lachar Arba Shaot, Rav Yehuda. Rav Elazar said, if you daven Shachris after 4 hours, according to Rav Yehuda, remember Rav Yehuda says, you can daven up to 4 hours into the day. Alav HaKetuv Mer, but him the Pasuk says, Nugei Mimoed Asafti Mimechayu, that those that delayed, that they will be broken, those who delayed the time. The Gemara is learning that Nugei means will be destroyed. Mimoed, from delaying the set time. Asafti, I will collect them, so to speak, I'll cause them death. Mimech Hayu, I will collect them from you, or it's your fault. So the Gemara says, Mei mashma dai nugei lishna detzara. How do you know nugei is a term of pain? Dichtiv dalefa nafshi mituga. So mituga means from its sorrow. So you see that nugei is the same root. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mar mehacha betulotea nugot vehimarla. Over here too, in this pasuk, the virgins are in sorrow. So you see, nugot is a term of sorrow. So here, there's a discussion, what's the root of mituga and nugay and tugot? It seems like, according to some of the Rishonim, the root is a gimel, just the letter gimel. I think Rashi over there on that pasuk, betulotea nugot, I think Rashi over there says the root of it is a gimel. Rashi says, I think on yelala also, that the root is a lamed. Rashi has a few places in Tanakh that he says the root is one letter.
I thought he was the one who thought that there wasn't. Okay. The one who thinks that?
Ravivia Chalash. Ravivia became ill. Velat al pirkat Rav Yosef. Didn't show up to Rav Yosef's shir. Now Rav Yosef was the Rosh Hashiva in Pumpedisa. On Shabbos he'd give a drasha before Musaf. And after the drasha everyone would go to daven Musaf. The next day when Ravivia came to Shir, so Abai wanted Rav Yosef to understand that it wasn't out of disrespect that Ravivia didn't show up to Shir. So he said, Rabbi, why didn't you come to the Shir yesterday? He said, I was weak, I couldn't. He said, so why didn't you eat something and come? So he said, Rabbi, don't you hold what Rav Huna says? Rav Huna says it's prohibited for a person to eat anything before Musaf. So daven Musaf without the congregation, eat something and come to Shir. Rabbi, don't you hold what Rav Yochanan says? That it's prohibited to pray before the congregation. So he said, wait, but Rabbi Abba said, when are you not allowed to daven before the congregation? If you're in shul and everyone else is not yet up to Musaf and you're going to daven before them, that's when it's wrong, and that's what's quoted in Halacha. And the Halacha is really not like Rav Huna or Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Ravuna hadamaran. Ravuna, what we said before, that you're not allowed to eat anything before Musaf. That's not true. You are allowed to eat before Musaf. So Rabbi Shua ben Nevi, Damar Rabbi Shua ben Nevi, Zman Tvidat Amincha, Kevan Shigez Zman Tvidat Amincha, Solo Ladam Shitom Klum, Kodem Shitpalet Tvidat Amincha. And we don't paskin like that. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says you're not allowed to eat anything. And we paskin you are allowed to eat. You're not allowed to sit for a meal. But it's not true to say you're not allowed to eat anything. So, okay. So, you're allowed to eat before Musaf. But there's a minhag not to eat. So if a person's feeling weak, he's allowed to eat. He makes kiddush, he eats, he benches. Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to taste. You're allowed to eat a little bit of fruit. You're allowed to eat fruit or a little bit of bread, the volume of an egg. So you're allowed to eat a nice amount, says the Shulchan Aruch, but don't sit down for a meal before Musaf. So that's not like the Bach. The Bach says there's a minig, you're not allowed to, unless you're feeling weak. So okay, so there's room to be matir, room to aser. The minig is that we don't. A person who's weak can rely on those that permit it. So that you could do. If you're not supposed to eat, how you can do kiddush b'makom suda? So you could eat, you could drink the cup of wine, and that's considered b'makom suda. Or you could eat a little bit of bread afterwards. Or you could eat some mizonos afterwards.
Drink the cup of wine and that's makom suda?
Yeah. It's a machlokas whether a cup of wine is enough. So rely on those that say it is enough. So now what happens if you don't have wine but you're not feeling well? You're feeling weak. So Mishnah Brewer says you could eat fruits and mizonos before Musaf without Kiddush. That's what the Mishnah Brewer says. If you don't have on what to make Kiddush and you're feeling weak, you want to eat before, and you're not, it's not someone who's ill. If he was ill, then obviously he could. The idea here is even though he's just a little weak. Okay, we paskin like Rav Yochanan though, that in shul you can't daven Musaf before everyone else. The Magen Avraham says you can't even walk out of shul if you want to daven Musaf early. Everyone else is going to daven Musaf in 15 minutes. You can't walk out of shul to daven Musaf. What happens if they're taking a long time getting to Musaf and it's getting late? So then the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, so you could go out and do your own thing. So here there's a big discussion. What does that mean? Go home and do it.
When is late?
What?
What time is late?
They're going to pass the seventh hour. They're going to pass the Zman Musaf. So, they're singing a lot of songs.
Wait,
so,
the Musaf is it the seventh hour?
L'chatchil, yeah, we say, otherwise he's a poshea. We say that in Amud Aleph, even though you're allowed to daven after the seventh hour, but he's a poshea if he does that. So, a person can go home and daven Musaf. But in shul, it's only if he's ill or something that everyone could see that he's ill. So that's why he's davening without everyone else. Okay.